Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, an original Apple One computer built by Steve Jobs sells for, you'll have to stay tuned. But first,
you know, on Facebook itself, a dozen accounts are responsible for over 65%, I think it is, of totally made up and harmful COVID misinformation, which can reach into the billions of people.
Prince Harry has been speaking about the dangers of misinformation.
And for climate denials, a report just last week, I think, basically estimated that another 69%, notice the similarities between 69, 70, 75%. So the vast majority of information was driven by just 10 accounts in the US and Russia alone.
The Duke of Sussex was on a panel at the Rewired Tech Forum. He went on to say that he warned Twitter boss Jack Dorsey about his platform ahead of the Capitol riots.
Jack and I were emailing each other prior to January the 6th, where I warned him that his platform was allowing a coup to be staged. That email was sent the day before, and then it happened, and I haven't heard from him since.
The role that social media platforms played in enabling the attack, which left 5 people dead, is currently being investigated. The UK Supreme Court has blocked a £3 billion mass iPhone claim against Google. The tech giant was looking at potentially having to pay certain UK iPhone users up to £750 in compensation for secret tracking. Richard Lloyd sued Google for collecting web browsing data from iPhone users between 2011 and 2012, despite them claiming at the time that it was prevented from doing so by the Safari browser's default privacy settings. The judge said the claimant had failed to prove damage had been caused to individuals by the data collection, but he did not rule out the possibility of future mass action lawsuits if damages could be calculated. An original Apple computer built by Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs in 1976 has sold at auction for $400,000. The Hawaiian Koa wood-cased Apple One was among just 200 made and sold in kit form. It's also believed to be one of only 20 such computers in the world still capable of functioning. The machine has had just 2 owners, a college professor and his student, who he sold it to for $650 so he could buy an Apple II computer. Next. Researchers have found a way to basically switch off an enzyme involved in the inflammatory process. That means scientists believe they've found a way to effectively stop chronic inflammation.
The triggers of the chronic inflammation, we found we can actually suppress some of these triggers very early on. So hopefully we would be able to capture and prevent the inflammation at an early stage to stop the development of full-blown disease.
Stephen Yarwood is an associate professor from the Institute of Biological, Biophysical and Biomedical Life Sciences at Heriot Watt University. He explained that chronic inflammation occurs when the body's natural healing response doesn't properly resolve, leaving the body in a constant state of alert and leading to a variety of serious long-term illnesses. But what could this development mean going forward?
We can take that chemistry, those small molecules, what we know about them and how they interact with the enzyme, the EPAC enzyme, and we can develop more enzymes with improved properties. For example, molecules can enter the cells more easily, can more readily interact with the enzyme and more efficiently activate it to control these immune pathways. Once we've done that type of chemistry, we're really looking at the development of a new class of drugs which will enable treatment of inflammatory disease.
Now, the latest scientific crossing of Antarctica is currently underway.
Going right to the centre, the aptly called Pole of Inaccessibility, which is a central point on the landmass, before swinging around to the geographic South Pole and then down to Hercules Inlet.
Justin Packshaw is leading the 2,000-mile Chasing the Light expedition over 80 days.
We're working with NASA, the European Space Agency, Stanford University and the University of Central Florida, doing some really fantastic research and science, but also around our physiology and psychology. We're using a lot of smart technology through our Garmin phones and bands, and a lot of stuff with the environment, looking at the radiation levels, UV levels, and the state of the ice.
Looks like we're getting a little bit closer to Britcoin. The Bank of England has said that it will begin consultation plans next year, but warned that no such cryptocurrency would arrive before 2025. They'll work with the Treasury to judge the need for a UK central bank digital currency and look at what would need to be done to develop the necessary technology to support it. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. The Oscar-winning director Sir Peter Jackson has sold his visual effects studio, Weta Digital, for $1.6 billion to Unity. The New Zealand-based company was co-founded by Jackson in 1993 and has been used for films such as Lord of the Rings, Planet of the Apes, and Avatar. Unity is the video game software company behind Pokemon Go and Call of Duty Mobile. Sir Peter said in a statement, "Together, Unity and Weta Digital can create a pathway for any artist from any industry to be able to leverage these incredibly creative and powerful tools." And finally, is your dog a doppelganger for a Picasso? A new app claims to find your pet's lookalike in historical paintings. Google's Pet Portraits uses machine learnings to match animals to their art doubles, held in the collections of institutions around the world. Owners can upload their pics and the algorithm will search for the best match through thousands of records. Users can also tap on the results to learn more about the stories and artists behind each artwork. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.